Hey everyone, welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 37, and this week is Article 12 of the Baptist Faith and Message. Education. Father, we thank you for all that you've taught us and shown us in your word. You are our light, you are our guide, you give us direction and purpose and the proper grid for understanding everything about us, about the world, about the future, about history. Father, we thank you. I pray that you'll be with us in this brief devotion right now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, education. It's a lengthy article, so I'll read it and just make one, I think, very, very general comment. Hopefully. You never know. Once I start reading, the wheels start spinning and really start spinning and turning with full energy. There's so many things that pop into my head, but I'll try to just read it and give one general thought. Christianity is the faith of enlightenment and intelligence. In Jesus Christ abide all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Of course, there's lots of things in the world that claim to be the source of wisdom and knowledge, but we claim as Christians it's in Christ and in His Word to us. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are found. All sound learning is, therefore, a part of our Christian heritage. The new birth opens all human faculties and creates a thirst for knowledge. What that means is you're being born again in Christ and receiving the Spirit, coming under the Word of God, helps us to think about things the way we should think about things. All right, that the new birth opens all human faculties, right, and creates a thirst for knowledge. Moreover, the cause of education in the kingdom of Christ is coordinate with the causes of missions and general benevolence, and should receive along with these the liberal support of the churches. An adequate system of Christian education is necessary to a complete spiritual program for Christ's people. So basically learning about the world and learning about history from the perspective of God's Word, from the perspective of the Christian faith, is an important part of what we should be about. In Christian education, there should be a proper balance between academic freedom and academic responsibility. Freedom in any orderly relationship of human life is always limited and never absolute. The freedom of a teacher in a Christian school, college, or seminary is limited by the preeminence of Jesus Christ, by the authoritative nature of the Scriptures, and by the distinct purpose for which the school exists. So it has this word freedom, but that's not the ultimate category. The ultimate category is the preeminence of Christ. In other words, as you, in a Christian school or teacher or anyone, you can't just go in there and teach whatever you want to teach and just think, okay, well, I call myself a Christian, this is a Christian school, that's fine. No, you are under the authority of Christ and bound by the Word of Christ, which is why it says here, by the authoritative nature of Scriptures, and by the distinct purpose for which the school exists. So accountability, being a part of something bigger, and seeing that as a kingdom ministry. Some cross-references. I'll keep this up there because there's a lot of them there. Good for study, ripe for study. The general comment I wanted to make, I think you could apply this to how you view your education or the education of your children, but really anything else. The point I want to make is that when we're disciples of Christ, every aspect of our life, of our lives, is to come under the Lordship of Christ. Right, so we don't just set apart this thing called church and think that this is our discipleship, but then in the realm of education or in the realm of my finances or in the realm of my hobbies or in the realm of my family life or in the realm of my friends and different things like that, that's the other part of my life. That's not part of my discipleship. That's completely wrong. We give Christ all of our lives, not part of our lives. We need to see our education and the education of our children as part of our discipleship. And Scripture doesn't give us a like a mechanical list or a set of laws. Specifically, here's how you do that. But the principle and how we should think about it is, how does this honor Christ? How does this serve Christ? How does this serve the kingdom? Seeing education as one sphere of life, one sphere of our lives that needs to come under the lordship of Christ as part of our discipleship. We don't cordon that area of life off and say that Jesus doesn't touch it or act like Jesus doesn't touch it. And so this is something to pursue wisdom, something for prayer, something go to the Word of God for this and seek God's will in this. Ask others who may have a different perspective than you, or maybe you've been through things that you haven't been through yet. But the heart, what's going on in our heart is really, I think, the main thing here. And if we can get that right, get that heart right, that Christ, all of my life is yours. I want every sphere of my life and existence to come under your lordship. So help me in that. Guide me in that. Point me in the right direction. Teach me in that. And trusting that God will guide and God will give wisdom. And of course, the whole way through, walking in grace, walking in grace. We'll never do any of these things perfectly. We'll never have perfect wisdom. We're not going to be perfected in any area of life in this age. Of course, when we die and our souls go to heaven, they'll be made righteous. And when Christ returns and we're given a resurrection body, we'll be perfectly right and holy in every way, but not now. So don't approach this in a legalistic way. Walk in grace. Walk under grace. Strive to learn God's will. Seek God's guidance and trust His wisdom. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We know it is sufficient, and we ask that you would help us in thinking about these things and applying them to our lives as we should. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining me, and I will see you next Sunday for the 38th Lord's Day. God bless you.